This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar.
And with us on the phone, not in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio this week, is Jody Beznoska. She's Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Jody, where are you?
I'm in Tulsa.
Ah, and you were in Tulsa because you were telling the fair people of that city about Artisphere.
Yes, I just had a chance to go on television and talk to them a little bit about Artisphere, which was very cool.
Well, I suspect we might touch on some Artisphere things during our conversation today, but what else can you tell us about?
Well, I can tell you that our super busy week at Walton Arts Center continues. We have a very big night tonight. We've had two performances of Mary Poppins over the last couple nights, and it is such a fun, fun show, full of kids and families, and just people are having a really, really good time with this show. So that runs through the end of Sunday. It's our last Broadway show of the 2011-2012 season. So there are five more shows to that, tonight at 7, tomorrow at 8, two shows on Saturday, two shows on Sunday. There are limited tickets left, mostly in the balcony or maybe some singles, but they are there. So if you really want to go, call the box office and they can help you find the best seats. That's going on.
Does anybody fly in this show?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yes, a couple times, actually. And then there's a wonderful... It's not exactly flying, but let's just say it involves tap dancing in unusual places. Moment that kicks off the first act, the first song of the second act, which is really, really fun.
Okay.
So that's Mary Poppins, and that runs through the weekend. Theater Squared's Fall of the House is continuing for another two or three weeks, I believe. Either of you guys seen it?
No,
I have not had a free night yet
really
to see it.
I really want to go. I've heard great things about it.
It is wonderful. I saw it on opening night, and I think it's probably one of the better plays I've seen at Theater Squared over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's a really, really strong play. Very dense, very weighty, lots of sort of literary references and a lot of really great character development going on. So it's not exactly light and fluffy, but it is a very, very well done show. It's everything from the writing, which is, of course, done by Bob Ford, who is a professor at the university and the artistic director of Theater Squared, to the performances and the lighting and the sound. It's really something special. So I urge everyone to go see it. It runs for a couple of more weeks, but I have a feeling by the end of the run it's going to be tough to get tickets. So I would recommend going early if possible.
Okay.
And then tonight we open the AMP, the new AMP at the Arkansas
Fairgrounds.
That's
right.
Yeah, had the preview yesterday.
Yeah, and the venue looks fantastic. It doesn't hurt that it's beautiful weather, but it's really, really a different experience from those of you who have been to the AMP in the mall parking lot. You know, this is very different. It's out in a field. There's grass. You know, the tent is set over a concrete mixture, so it's still a hard surface, but it's not asphalt. It's white. It'll be much, much cooler when the hot summer days come on. But it really, really looks great. It looks like a place that you would want to go see an outdoor concert. And we're just so excited that it's there, it's open, and the first show is tonight. That would be the 90s band Cake.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have Big Gigantic also on Saturday night out at the AMP. So a big weekend for us, for sure.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's really great. And then next week... We will, like we talked about last week, we'll have a bunch of children's performances happening next week with a group called Visible Fiction. So we'll be doing a show called The Legend of Zorro. And we'll be bringing in 1,000 kids to see that. Fantastic. There's no public show of that. But it's a great reminder of how there's a lot that goes on at WAC that you often don't see when you come to the main shows. And then on the 26th, which is a Thursday, we will have a bourbon tasting. This is sort of a prelude to our Art of Wine Festival in June. That's at 6 o'clock. And then on the 27th and the 28th, we will have the legendary Glenn Campbell in the house for two shows.
Are there still tickets left for the second show?
Yes, there are still tickets for the 28th. And there may even be a few left for the 27th. So that's another example of, if you've missed it, give us a call because we might be able to, you know, we might be able to fit you in.
Okay.
And then also on the 28th, out at the AMP, we will have Hank Williams Jr.,
that's right.
So, night for music on the 28th. And something to note about the Hank Williams Jr. show is that show is in a different configuration, so there won't be a tent for that show. So I just want to make sure that everyone who has tickets to that knows that, you know, you're going to be sitting outside. There won't be a tent over the top of you because we have to build a bigger stage for me.
Oh, okay.
And that takes us through April. We actually have an event on the 29th called Listen to Your Mother, which is a produced event, I believe, featuring stories and narratives from local moms that they have written performing. That's at 2 o'clock on the 29th. And then the University of Arkansas will have a concert also on the 29th. The concert choir and the wind symphony and the concert band will play on the 30th. So busy end of April.
Yeah, indeed. And then you'll launch into Artisphere in May.
Yeah, and then May kicks off with a bang with Artisphere. Beginning on May 3rd, we have a series of events that you could probably come to all of them and enjoy them. So if you want to spend your entire weekend with us, we've got that for you. But on the 3rd, which is a Thursday, that's also the first Thursday in Fayetteville, we will be opening a new gallery exhibition in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery, and we will have a free concert on the plaza featuring Threepenny Acre and also a Canadian fiddler named April Virch and her band. She's terrific. And then after that, we will have a conversation with Michael Pollan.
That's right.
And Kyle will be our designated facilitator for that, which is so exciting.
I'm looking very much forward to that.
Yeah, Michael Pollan is, of course, the author and journalist who has written In Defense of Food and The Omnivore's Dilemma, and he's very much into local and sustainable food practices. I guess that's a summary of his work. But he's a pretty interesting guy. I think it's going to be a really fun conversation. And that is just Thursday.
And tickets are still available for that?
Yeah, Michael Pollan is a ticketed event. That's one of the few events in Artisphere that you do have to purchase a ticket for. But there are tickets available for that show, all sections, and those are available at the Walmart Center website.
Okay.
And unticketed, we'll go up to Bentonville on First Friday, and April Virch will play again, but we will also have a award-winning bluegrass duo named Daly and Vincent performing up there as part of First Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday is probably my favorite event of Artisphere, and that is the Trail Mix Concert Tour.
And we're going to hear a lot more about that as we get closer.
Absolutely, but the short answer about that is that we will have 6 or 7 bands from all kinds of musical styles from all over the world, and they will play at locations along the Crystal Bridges trails up in Bentonville and along the Lake Fayetteville Trail down in Fayetteville. Crystal Bridges one is on Saturday, and the Lake Fayetteville one is on Sunday. And these are free. You can walk, you can bike, you can bring your family and your dogs, and you can just experience music in these beautiful settings. It's really unique and really fun. And then Sunday, after the Trail Mix is over, as if we didn't have enough music, we'll have a free concert at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, a great kids band called Milkshake. That's all going on the first weekend of May.
And if you want more information about this, you can go to waltonartcenter.org.
Yep, you can go to waltonartcenter.org. You can call us at the box office at 443-5600. You can also go to artistspherefestival.org. That's the specific Artisphere website. And there's lots of information there about the whole lineup of events. I mean, the kickoff weekend is just the beginning. We've got dozens of other events happening over May and June. But I think the kickoff is enough for us right now.
I think so.
All right. Thanks, Jody.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Don't forget to have your money ready for the turnpike.
Yes, I have been collecting change.
Very good.
So I'm sure to get through okay. Thank you.
Jody Wisnowska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.